Hey, everybody, welcome back. It is the Steel City Blitz Steelers podcast presented by Deck Roofing Incorporated of South Florida. And we are very proud to be part of the Variety Sports Network. And of course, the show originates from the Bradshaw Bourbon Studio. Holy shit, Omar Khan has been incredibly busy. And the entire Pittsburgh Steelers franchise has been busy. I long for the days when we didn't even wake up until the third day of free agency. Actually, I don't, because this is pretty exciting, all the different stuff that's going on there. And so my first question will go to the, is that flannel or plaid cast Ryan Scarpino? Ryan, are you doing okay tonight knowing that Mason Rudolph is no longer a Pittsburgh Steeler?
Yes and no. Yes, because I try not to use the term deserve better, but Mason definitely deserved better. And I'm not saying he deserved the world, but like, I think he deserved a little bit more for saving the season last year. But then part of me, is like, no, I'm not excited about that because, I think Kenny Pickett should be gone and Mason Rudolph should be the number two behind Russ. You see all these other, if everybody's been under a rock today, you've seen Sam Howell get traded. Did Desmond Ridder get dealt too?
Ridder did too.
So I saw the Howell news, but I was a little bit off the grid as well. But bottom line is that quarterback class was absolutely terrible. And the Pittsburgh Steelers swung and missed about 37 times and reached for Kenneth Shane Pickett. And the only reason they drafted him is because he played next door and they could never even get an accurate, accurate scouting of him. If everybody else is like, you know what, these guys aren't it. And to be honest, I think Sam Howell isn't half bad. You know, he at least showed something this year.
He threw for a lot of yards.
I think at one point he was leading the league in passing yards at week 12. Like, so to me, like, I think the Steelers don't want to hurt Kenny's feelings. But the bottom line is you don't bring in Russell Wilson to back up Kenny Pickett.
No.
You just don't do that. So if it was up to me, I would have Kenny Pickett traded right now for a 6th-round pick and 3 deflated footballs. But that's not what it is. So good. Good for Mason.
Real quick, what the hell is a bear tooth concert Aaron's at tonight? He's going to have to explain that.
I don't know what
answer it is.
The thing about trading Pickett right now is you could get more than a 6. You could get.
You really think so?
You wouldn't get a first, but somebody would look at that and go, yeah, you know, we had a pretty decent grade on him. You might get a 3rd.
Wow.
Not after what Ridder and Howell went for. I mean, Howell went for a swap of draft picks. So did Ridder. Ridder went for a swap of picks. No. So
Ridder went for a player.
Yeah, he went for, Rondale Moore?
That's right. Yeah. Rondale Moore. Yeah. Wide receiver from Purdue.
The guy who has not been traded, the quarterback who has not moved, is the quarterback that so many Steelers fans wanted so badly, Justin Fields. He is not moving because teams look at him as a backup. If they're going to trade for him, he's going to be a backup quarterback. I told people over and over and over again, he's not good. He is not good. Trading for him would be a fucking mistake. And some people were like, yeah, he'd be a 20. He'd be a steal at 20. Are you fucking high? Absolutely not. You're going to trade a quarterback who's got 1 year left in his contract and a 5th-year option that you're going to have to pay all in about $28 million now.
Yeah.
And you're going to trade a 1st or 2nd-round pick? That is the dumbest thing I'd heard at the beginning of this offseason. That is the dumbest fucking thing I've heard. And then we're talking like James Chamberlain, fucking level stupid, who is still defending Matt Canada, by the way.
Oh, for God's sakes. Is he over his pity party with Mason leaving? I hope he is.
No, I don't think he is. And it's all Tomlin's fault that Canada's offense didn't work here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, look, we have like a whole list of things to get to tonight. So what I want to do is the first thing I want to talk about tonight is Deontay Johnson.
We called this, by the way. We were all over this that you know they were going to have to do something with him.
You're absolutely right.
We may have had some inside information on that.
Well, we didn't know
they were going to trade him, but we knew that he was a problem.
We're just a bunch of nobodies, but we do know people, and people know us, and so we hear things. We kind of had a feeling this was coming, Ian.
And well, I don't have sources, but I was just looking at the numbers and like, hey, they got to pay him soon in the last year of his deal. But I will say, I've been wrong a ton on this show, and I take full responsibility for all my shitty takes on this show.
Same.
But I did say, you know, last week or a couple weeks ago, when we were talking about Deontay coming back, I said, you know, the biggest question is, does he want to be here in the future? And it became pretty apparent over the last week or so, he did not want to be here in the future. And if you have a guy who doesn't want to be here, who's going into the last year of his deal, like, see what you can get for him. And I wasn't thrilled with the return they got for him.
Oh, shit.
You know, hey, at the end of the day, we were probably going to cut Deontay so we didn't have to pay him. The Panthers were going to cut Jackson. Right. So we basically swapped draft picks to trade players that both teams were going to cut that filled positions of need for both players.
Steelers should trade Pickett for Fields straight up. It's not a bad idea. Although what you would do then though is not exercise the fifth year option.
He's gonna say, yeah, you still got the money, like, don't you?
Yeah, no, it's a 1 year audition, dude. Hey.
So Ian, are you essentially saying that Omar Khan got the best deal he possibly could?
Probably. I mean, other teams, with the exception of the Las Vegas Raiders and the Cleveland Browns, 29 other teams around the league are not stupid, right? They knew we were going to cut.
Right.
They knew we were going to cut Deontay. So exactly. At that point, you slow play it. You're like, oh, yeah, we'll give you a sixth or a seventh round pick for him, whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. So you slow play it. You lowball him and you're like, hey, let's, you know, if the Steelers take it, we're not giving up any big assets. And then, you know, so they were waiting us out because other teams probably would have signed him pretty quickly if we'd actually cut him. And so this probably was the best offer that we got a player and improved a draft pick.
Right.
And it is what it is. You know, it's not a great return, but anytime it's like when with Joe Hayden, right? Everybody knew the Browns were going to cut Joe Hayden and we just waited around and they were like, oh, well, we didn't get a good offer for him. So we cut him. And then we waited around and snatched him up. So
yeah, he actually flew to Carolina to sign that contract. And the thing that was really insulting about that to the Browns is he signed the contract with Pittsburgh that the Browns offered him to stay in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Just that insult to injury.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Scarps, what did you also see the Deontay trade dismissal, whatever you want to call it? Did you see that coming? Were you getting that sort of information, vibe, whatever you want to call it?
I actually wasn't getting that vibe. Okay. We had talked about they owed him a roster bonus. And I thought that if they were going to trade him, they probably already would have done it. And I don't like the return. Casey will touch on this earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't like the trade either, but I understand why it had to be done. Mm-hmm. But I also wonder if, you know, behind the scenes, if DJ ran his mouth a little bit,
a little.
Come on, Ben. We can't reveal our secrets. But I wonder if. Here's what I think happened, and Mark Cabali talked about this. There were multiple beat guys locally that talked about this, and fans were like, "Oh, you're just fucking making up stuff for clicks and all this stuff." Because whatever. Steelers fans are crazy, like every fan base. But
absolutely,
I bet you Deontay got the vibe that Mason wasn't coming back and Pickett was going to be the quarterback, and he was like, "I'm good. I don't give a shit what it takes. I want out of here. And then I bet he heard the Russ news, and he was like, "Nah, man, I love being a Pittsburgh Steeler." And I don't know if that's true. But
right, right.
I am a little bit surprised that they did cut him, because, not many Steelers wide receivers get second contracts. Mm-hmm. So he was already sort of bucking that trend. But, even if Pickett was the quarterback, this to me shows that Deontay Johnson, they did not want him and he did not want them. There was definitely something going on.
Yeah. I think that DJ made an effort to get out, and that effort was made last season during the year. Mm-hmm. And I'll leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Okay. The guy was a problem, and I won't divulge any details, but we all heard things.
Mm-hmm.
We already know that Pickens was fined several times over the course of the season behind the scenes by Mike Tomlin. Apparently DJ was too. And I'll just leave it at that. And you know, they see Pickens as an extremely talented younger player who was being brought along by an older player who was a bad influence. And again, I won't get into details. I've discussed it with all of you guys, but you don't need to here. Mm-hmm. I do want to go back to something that Scarp's talking about earlier. Mason fucking Rudolph. I do think that he deserved a little bit better treatment on the way out the door. If nothing else, just some kind of a gesture that said, "Hey, thank you."
Let me play devil's advocate. I mean,
go ahead.
What did he really do?
He played respectable fucking football.
Well, but for three games.
Let's put it this way. But yeah, for four games.
Oh fuck.
But hang on.
For four games. Okay.
Hang on.
He got us into the playoffs.
Three and a half.
Mark, he did enough, which is more than the other two shitheads did.
I agree. But we don't really give much in the way of like, you know, goodbye parades and shit for guys.
No, and I'm not
who
saying
do
that
a couple
have.
Of thing, nice things.
But I don't know. You know,
I agree more, with you. I'm just trying to play than, it from the other side.
Something more than we've talked to his representatives, and we want him back. Something more than that.
Yes,
just some kind of a gesture. Mike Tomlin talking about how much he appreciates players' performances. Something along those lines.
Is it possible? I mean,
the fucking Patriots thanked Mac Jones today. Did you see that?
I did not.
Yeah.
And if they thanked Mac Jones, then the Steelers should have given Mason Rudolph a parade today. I mean, that's...
Well, I see, Ben, thank you for coming around to have, like, no, like, Ben,
no,
I know
no,
you don't.
No, I'm not a Mason like fan. I just, like, the dude... He did it on the field. I still don't think that he's a legitimate starter. I never will. But, you know, he was better than the other two guys, especially Mitch. Yeah. My God, fucking Mitch. That dude. Yeah.
Good luck, Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, it's whatever, you know. They ran to re-sign him as fast as they possibly could.
Yeah,
well, they didn't sign to a big contract, but they want him there.
Was Mason's contract in Tennessee, was that part of the reason? I mean, was it a little more than the Steelers were perhaps willing to?
No,
to
I think it was the same. I think it was the same. I think that the Steelers offered him backup money, and to his credit, he stuck to his guns and said, no, I deserve a bigger contract after what I did last year. Mm-hmm. The situation in Pittsburgh is different than the situation elsewhere. Okay, and so if I'm coming back to here, it's more likely that I'm going to play, and I want to be paid as though I'm going to play. And on top of that, what I did last year deserves some recognition in the form of money, which is recognition. And if I'm coming back, I want a legitimate chance to start, which, again, I think is fair. I think all of that is fair. And he stuck to his guns, and the Steelers said, well, we got this other guy coming in, and we're pretty sure he's going to be the starter anyway, so.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think an acknowledgement should have been made, not just for his play at the end of last year, but just simply when you look back at what he went through, I mean, nearly being bludgeoned with a helmet, being called a racist. I mean, he went through a lot of shit for a backup quarterback. And I think some form of acknowledgement would have been classy.
You know, they brought him in for a visit, for a free agent visit this last weekend after, you know, what was it, Sunday? Mm-hmm. But they'd already had Russell Wilson in the building the day before.
Right.
All day. And, you know, he spent several hours with Arthur Smith going through the offense. And, hey, guys, anybody who thinks this is really going to be a competition, you weren't paying attention last weekend because it's not. You don't put that much time convincing a guy to come and play on your team unless he's going to be your starter.
Right.
Okay. I know a lot of people are hyped up about Kenny's. Kenny's going to come back. He's going to compete with this guy. No, Kenny's going to sit next year and he's going to watch. And there's a possibility Kenny will play because, let's be honest, Russell Wilson is not what he used to be anymore. And if he sucks, he'll get benched.
I know this is a Steelers podcast, but the Chargers just traded Keenan Allen to the Bears.
Ooh.
Wow.
Keenan Allen's due $23 million.
And he's old and injury prone.
And he's 32 and injury prone. Yeah.
Sounds like a Chicago Bears type of move.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah.
On another note,
I respect Mason sticking to his guns.
As do I.
And saying, listen, I'm not coming back unless I get more money than this, which was backup money, is my understanding. I don't know what the figures were. I just was told backup money. And more money than this and a legitimate chance to start a real competition.
Yeah.
And that wasn't happening. And so he said adios and signed a 1-year deal with Tennessee. And I think that Mason's going to make a good living off of what happened last year. So that's a plus. I mean, honestly, like he talked about the fact that he might be selling insurance. He didn't know what the hell was going to happen.
Right.
And he's going to make $3.6 million next year, and he'll sign a bunch of journeyman contracts, making $3 or $4 million a year over and over and over, maybe 5 or 6 or 7. That money adds up over time. He's going to make a good living. He's not going to have to worry about paying the bills anytime soon.
Right.
You know, guys like Tyrod Taylor and, Chase Daniel have made quite a good
Chase Daniels. Yeah. The money is amazing.
Chase Daniels made ridiculous money. He's made like almost $100 million.
Yeah.
To be a backup.
To be a backup.
Yeah. But good for Mason. And actually, like the situation, you know, Will Levis played really good his first game and showed some flashes in some other games, but like, he kind of peaked and then went down. He wasn't as good at the end of the year as he was his first couple games.
He got banged up.
Defensive coordinator started watching his tape and figuring out his tendencies.
Right.
And it became easier to defend him.
Yeah. So he may have a legit chance to start in Tennessee if Levis starts a handful of games and either gets hurt or they're like, yeah, this guy doesn't have it. So he's eating, whole bananas with the peels on him. This dude's a little weird. Let's
speaking of weird, what's everybody drinking tonight, by the way?
Oh, bourbon, right, and beer.
Mayonnaise in my coffee, like Will Levis.
Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
I am drinking. Good, Mark.
Well, I'm just polishing off yet another bottle of Bradshaw bourbon. Thank you.
I am drinking a Redemption Rye because this is a Redemption's tour for a number of guys the Steelers have brought in. Arthur Smith, former head coach, trying to redeem his career. Russell Wilson, former failed quarterback, trying to redeem his career. So it is a redemption tour in 2024 for the Steelers. So I'm drinking the delicious Redemption Rye.
It is delicious.
It is so good.
He wrote that for you guys. Just so you know.
Yeah. And Scarps, what do you have? White Claw?
Confirmed.
Are you serious?
he doesn't even hide it.
Fuck, I like it.
I'm drinking a hazy, Cloud Mentality by 10 Barrel. I'm drinking...
I mean, it's Larceny, not a fucking, it's not a wine cooler. Pretty close.
Barrel, it is. It is wine cooler.
I have for tonight. Oh,
this shit is really hot. I would just tell you, if you're going to buy it, it's the
Larceny
barrel strength. It's the barrel
Larceny
strength.
Is good.
But it's 127 proof. I would use an ice cube, and I'm not really an ice cube guy with bourbon,
right?
But I like it this with a little bit of water in it.
I'll be enjoying shortly a Goose Island Brewery that's out of Chicago, a hazy beer hug. I'll be enjoying that in a little while. So,
yeah, I hadn't had this larceny before, and the guy at the liquor store was like, "Yeah, you need to."
I've seen it's around here too. I've not tried it,
Johnny.
Yeah, a lot of people not here tonight. Apparently, they had better things to do. I don't know.
Thursday in March, you know?
Right? We're glad for those that are here.
It was a nice day in Portland. So, my friend,
a nice friggin' day here.
It was
amazing.
Let's move on to let's talk Patrick Queen. I'm fascinated by this.
This is an awesome move.
It's an awesome move. I think we all kind of we talked about it briefly on Slack, and we all kind of were like, "Yeah, okay."
You guys know he's 24,
and it's just that's the great
dude still on the rise. He's 24. He'll be 25. He's 24.
25. Yeah, he came in the league at 20. Basically,
he's younger than Kenny Pickett, and he's already played 4 years.
Right. I mean, it's insane. And look, you know, just some of the backstory on him. He came out of LSU. He was drafted in the first round by the Ravens.
Rats.
And you know, first 3 years. And then a lot of people think that he had the year he had last year because he was playing alongside Roquan Smith, and that may well be. But I'll tell you what, he had a great year. And
two things happened. He had Roquan Smith, and he had McDonald come in and teach him how to play linebacker. And I like, begrudgingly, I have to admit this, I like the Rats defensive coordinator.
McDonald was great. I'm thrilled we're going to get Queen in there.
And I agree with you. I think this is amazing. And I there are a lot of people who say he's bad in coverage. And I'm like, dude, stop reading PFF grades.
Well,
use your fucking eyes. The guy can cover. He can cover. Not only that, he can run sideline to sideline. And his recognition is fantastic. I don't get people who say you can't cover, can't do this. I'm like, I watched. Okay, granted, all I watched was last year, but the dude can cover.
Well, Ian, is he? Let me rephrase. Is Elandon Roberts a good compliment to him?
Yeah, I think they actually complement each other very well. That Roberts is more of a downhill thumper, and then Queen can be that kind of rover guy. Queen is the most agile, mobile, and has the best range of a linebacker we've had since Ryan Shazier, and he might be a better tackler than Shazier was, because Shazier was fast, but
he'd run past tackles.
Past tackles. Yeah. Yep. And I think Queen hits guys. Yeah.
It's the old school Steelers tandem where you had a buck and a Mac. Okay. And we've been playing two bucks for a long time. We haven't had a Mac who can run.
Mm-hmm.
Even Devin Bush. I mean, he was for like five games that year. He tore his ACL, and then he was never the same again. Yeah, ever.
Nice.
And the guy's fucking weird on top of that. So it's just like, yeah, I'm not putting up with this anymore. Queen can play the Mac, and Roberts can play the buck. And I don't know where that leaves Cole Holcomb.
Well, I don't know when he's going to be back from
injury. And that's the big thing. We don't even know when he's going to be.
He might not ever play football again, man.
There is that discussion.
Yada, yada. But I've talked to people that said he's walking around without a limp.
Yeah.
It's not like he's like debilitated. So basically the implication is he can pass a physical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I thought that he was going to have that was like a career-ending injury because it was so gruesome and they're like, no, he can pass a physical, but they're not sure that he's going to be the same player ever again.
And to put up, I guess maybe a Pollyannish view on it, you know, maybe what happens here is they bring him back slowly and maybe they draft somebody give that guy a lot of reps, a lot of time, and maybe build him up so that Holcomb is available, and when he's available, he's ready to go. But you've also gotten another guy some experience too. So
kind of my thought too, but by the same hopeful. Token, Holcomb makes a lot of money next year, and they're not interested in bringing back Alexander right now because apparently he's not going to be ready by camp.
Yeah, his injury was not great either.
Yeah. No, it wasn't just that; it was the timing.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I look. I think the Queen signing is fantastic. I'm really really excited as to.
And they got him cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, when you look at linebacker prices. Yep.
I thought he would make more than Matt Milano. I didn't think that he would get up there in the Edmonds, you know, $18-19 million stratosphere. But I thought that he'd make more than Matt Milano, which is like 14 and a half. And the Steelers got him for 13.4. I was like, okay, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And Mike Tomlin loves this guy, loves him.
Absolutely.
Plus the structure of his contract, like there's only his first year is guaranteed, and there's, you know, roster bonuses that they can cut him after one.
Anytime.
If he doesn't work out, they can cut him anytime at not that much dead money. And it's, I don't know why he signed that contract, to be honest. I love that he did. I'm so happy he's here.
That was
very team friendly.
Yeah.
Very team friendly.
Is it possible it's just the Mike Tomlin effect? Some guys just want to play for Mike Tomlin.
That's part of it. There's no question because, I mean, he's talked about the fact that Mike Tomlin talked shit to him beginning his rookie year.
Right, right. The whole you're not a Raven thing.
Yeah, yeah. You don't belong there.
You don't belong there. Right. You're not a Raven. You don't belong there. You're not supposed to be there.
the Steelers, just real quick, we also did sign a punter, ladies and gentlemen. Cameron Johnston, who could double for Bill Burr on a comedy tour. I don't know how funny he is.
Or helping the Mandalorian.
Very good, Ian. Very good. But, you know, interesting when you look at his numbers, the Steelers definitely prize punters who are very good at placing the ball versus guys who just, you know, boom it. Okay. And that's what this guy seems to do. He only had three touchbacks the entire season on 66 punts and a lot. I think he was top five or six in terms of punts downed inside the 20. So look, I think Ben and I were kind of beating the drum a little bit for the Townsend guy from Kansas City who became available, but the Steelers seem to have done their homework on this guy.
The only thing that worries me is his low hang time rankings. He's very, very good at placing the ball, but his hang time kind of sucks. And I just... The weather makes Pittsburgh a difficult place to punt because the ball is cold and the wind is blowing and it's difficult. And he punted last year in basically what is a dome stadium. I mean, they opened the dome sometimes, but
longer than that
on nice days.
Yeah. They play on grass. So at least there's that, but the same surface.
Yeah. And we also re-signed Christian Kuntz as well, long snapper. And look, that's not a big deal, but I'll tell you what.
It was kind of
it is a big deal
there. Yeah.
Timing wise, it is.
Yes.
I mean, they don't pay those guys a lot of money.
No, but
having some consistency, some continuity there, I'm a fan. Great.
And when do you notice long snappers? When they make mistakes. And there, I don't recall too many times when he made mistakes. There were a couple of maybe snaps where Harvin had to get it down in time, but overall he snaps pretty damn.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I'm gonna just chime in here because I'm rude as hell, but
go for it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Patrick Queen signing. I don't know why he didn't sign for more, but whatever. You know, they've been searching for that Shazier replacement for a long, long time. Ugh. So we'll see what happens. One thing about Cam Johnston, and my first thought was, okay, plays in Houston. That's eight or nine games a year. He's indoors, and then I looked at his numbers, and he's very consistent. He was with Philly for 3 years. He was with Houston for 3 years. He's consistently averaged, and I don't even care about the yards, but I care about net. He's consistently averaged at least 40.6 yards per punt net, which is better than Presley Harvin III. I can't remember the last. I don't know if a Steelers ever averaged 40.6 net yards per punt ever in a season. So, like, the guy's consistent. He's done it indoors. He's done it outdoors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, regardless of what people think, special teams matter. And the Steelers.
Hell yeah, they matter.
Steelers have Boz, which is wonderful. Yes, Christian Kuntz resigned. They have good. They have good timing. They have good chemistry. But our punting game has sucked.
Yeah,
it's for a long time.
Erratic, incredibly inconsistent. And I assume, I haven't looked into this, but I assume Johnston will hold for Boswell. And that's always a big thing, too, because that's what Harvin did.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, I would think he does. I don't know ball, and I don't watch tape, but I didn't brush up on my Cam Johnston holding skills.
Well, yeah, I said, I assume he does, but I can't say for sure. Tomlin has always prized his punters to be holders on place kicks. So,
and also this is a reminder, and I want to be real about this.
Yeah.
This is why you don't fucking draft specialists. I mean, unless it's a surefire thing, like you don't draft specialists. And go back and look, you know, go back and look at how many people mocked that punter from Iowa to the Steelers at like the fifth round. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, what are you talking about? What's his name? Toby Taylor or some bullshit John Mellencamp song? He played bass for John Mellencamp, Toby Taylor. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally, people were mocking this dude to the Steelers in the fifth round. I'm right. Like, it's February, bro. Like, what are we right. doing mock drafts right now?
Well, yeah. I will say that when Harvin came out, he looked like a sure thing. And that's why they went ahead and drafted him. So I kind of get it.
He picked him in the seventh round, and those guys, like, you're lucky if they make the roster.
He's a sixth rounder.
Or sixth? Okay, still.
Sixth rounder, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Have you ever heard of Tom Brady and Antonio Brown?
Shut up. How many sixth-round picks turn into Hall of Famers?
Hey, there's Brady, there's Brown, and there's Harvin.
Greg Loeb is a sixth-round pick, so there's that.
Chiefs just got Hollywood Brown.
Oh, they're adding that receiving core.
That's good. He drops the ball a lot.
He does.
Happy about that.
He does.
He runs two routes and he drops the ball a lot.
So let Mahomes run around screaming like Kermit every time he drops it. Hey, Drake, catch the ball, damn it.
Here's a guy that likes doing Kermit the Frog impressions.
You know what? Let's go back a little bit and talk a little bit about the player that we got in exchange for Deontay Johnson, who was Dante Jackson. Ben, when you put the numbers up in the Slack channel about what his contract is worth, I pretty much fell out of my chair. To see that we essentially just swapped contracts was stunning to me.
I mean, initially when I looked at it, I thought they got some cap relief. I didn't see his $4 million roster bonus
that they
had to pay.
Right.
Actually, they had to pay it today. And he's also got per game roster bonuses on top of that. So he's got to be active for those games to get paid that. But that's only 1.7. And I think given the Steelers' situation at corner, their lack, it's a fucking wasteland, the cornerback room. Basically, it's JPJ and nobody.
Yeah.
You know, at this point. So you can pretty much, at today at least, bet that he's going to be a starter. So
he spent most of his time on the boundary.
The reason I don't like this trade, and I get – and I agree with Ian, what he said before. I mean, basically, everyone knew the Steelers were going to cut DJ, and so they just went, yeah, whatever. You should have started. You should have tried to trade him more than a week before you had to cut him.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got what they could get. And, you know, if I'm being honest, I kind of wonder, yes, they have a relationship with the Carolina Panthers because of David Tepper. And, you know, they've long.
Scarps, what's the name of the other guy that's there now? He went to Carolina.
Wait.
Well, wasn't there a guy?
He's not there anymore. He's gone now. Samir. Yeah. Dan Morgan took over, Samir was not. Services were not retained.
Samir's gone.
I was thinking that relationship was very similar.
Maybe he should come back. So anyway, they've got a relationship there. They play a lot of preseason games every year, so that's their whatever. And they just kind of went, all right, let's try and make this work. I need this. You need this. Let's trade these contracts. You know, let's try and, you know, work it out. We upgraded a 7 to a 6. We're paying $500,000 more because the contract is more expensive. In my estimation, Deontay Johnson is more talented. You just looked at those two guys. Yeah. Deontay is more talented than Dante Jackson. So I don't like that as far as the return goes. But there's one more aspect of this that you have to consider. And I reminded myself of this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
If the Steelers send a message to the rest of their roster that if you behave like a fucking jackass, we're going to trade you to the worst team in the NFL.
I think that is an excellent point, and I think some people got that right away, but I think a lot of people didn't, because what they saw was, DJ is going to go be a top target for Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. There ain't nothing else around him.
Nope.
They got nothing.
Nope.
And you're exactly right. I mean, he's going to a total shit show. If he thought things were bad in Pittsburgh, holy shit.
It isn't just that, man. You know. Think about how many times have we seen DJ bracketed in our offense and how ineffective he is when he's bracketed. You got a corner and a safety that are going to let him catch the ball. Just let him. Go ahead. Catch the ball. You're not going to hurt us. It's fine.
Right. And you're going to run backwards after you catch it.
Yeah,
anyway.
You're going to run back, and we're going to tackle you anyway. Who cares?
Yeah,
you know,
I'll say
there's nothing else on that offense, and they will take him away by bracketing him, and he will be ineffective as fuck.
Yeah. Ian.
So the one thing I'll say for Omar Khan, and you know, I know there's a variety of opinions on Omar out there.
Yeah,
but you know, there's people that love him and think he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. There's people that are skeptical of him, but I feel like he is trying, and he's sent the message so far that if you don't perform, we're going to go out and try and improve this team. He's done it with quarterback. Go back to last year. He replaced the entire inside linebacker group. He signed a bunch of defensive linemen. He signed some offensive linemen, like three interior linemen last year. Mm-hmm. So whether or not it works, I mean, you could argue Holcomb Alexander got hurt. Roberts wound up being better than we kind of thought he was going to be. The safeties didn't quite work out the way we had hoped. But like, if he sees a problem, he's at least willing to try to address it. You know, Kevin Colbert, who I loved in his last few years, kind of got a little complacent, I thought, and was very, very committed to his guys. It was kind of like, you know, I drafted this guy. We're going to stick it out with them. We're going to see what happens. Yes. It was like, if you got drafted by the Steelers under Colbert, you were getting 3 years minimum to prove that you sucked. Omar has shortened that time frame by quite a bit, I feel like. And it's like, if you're not performing, he's at least willing to go out and try and find someone that can be better. Whether or not it works is a different story, but at least he's trying. And as a fan, like, that's all you can kind of ask for out of your GM. Like, not every signing is going to be the greatest one ever. Not every trade is going to work out great. But, like, he's trying to improve the positions of weakness.
What would you say?
Like Chooks, right? Like, Chooks was not good. And it's like, nope, we're going to cut our losses and just buy, you know?
Yeah.
I like, if Colbert was still GM, Kenny would still be the quarterback. I have no doubt about that.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would.
Colbert would have signed Russell Wilson.
Well, speaking of Russell, let's get back into him a little more in depth. Okay. We now know that he's the guy. He sent some social media of him kind of holding up his jersey fresh off the presses and everything. And,
he's going to tweet every single day to try and make us like him. You realize this? Yes.
I don't care if he tweets every day. I don't care if he doesn't tweet at all. I just want a guy that is going to put the ball in the freaking end zone.
If he throws 26 touchdowns and rushes for three more, I'll fucking take whatever tweet he tweets.
He can tweet all day, and I'll retweet every one of those tweets. I mean, look, people have asked me all week, what do I think? What do I think? What do I think? And I come back with the same answer every time. Number one, cheap, extremely cheap this year. Okay. And number two, he's better than anything else on that roster in terms of playing quarterback. So to me, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. And people forget he threw 26 touchdown passes last year for a coach and a team that didn't even want him on the team. And that doesn't mean that I expect him to just, you know, immediately be MVP candidate again. But I definitely think it's an upgrade, and you have to just let the guy, what do they say?
Cook. Let Russ cook.
Yes.
Whatever. I'm just not getting into that shit. Let's ride. Let Russ cook.
No, I'm fucking around.
We ride with Joey Porter, but you won't get into that's the let's different. Ride.
Joey,
they shot me proven. In Denver.
They didn't give Russ a shot in Denver either.
Joey had proven a bunch of shit over a course of years, and so it was easy to get into that.
Ooh.
Russell,
Vinny might be onto something there.
Last couple of years.
We do play Denver.
You know what? If we have to play on Monday night, opening week, I'm going to be fucking pissed. I hate Monday night openers.
I do, too.
All the other kids get to open their presents, and they get to ride around the neighborhood on new bikes. And we got to sit there and fucking watch, and we have to wait till the next fucking day.
Yep.
I hate
it's,
that.
It's brutal.
I fucking hate it. I do not want to be on Monday night. Monday night openers. They're the worst, man.
Sunday, 1 p.m., that's it. Every team can open. Sunday, 1 p.m.
I actually think
Sunday night is fine. Sunday night, fine.
I actually
think all day. Go ahead.
No, I actually think that's going to be the Sunday night opener. Not Monday night. Sunday night opener.
Do you really?
You're right.
Well, in 2012, the Sunday night opener was Steelers at Broncos because it was Peyton's first game as a Bronco.
Jeez, you're right.
So let me ask you guys something, because this has been put out there a bunch of times today on the Twitter. Would keeping Mason Rudolph and having him compete with Kenny have been a better move than signing Russell and having him compete with Kenny? Because this isn't going to be a real competition. Let's be honest. No. It's not.
Russ, I said this last week on the show. Russell Wilson gives us the best chance of any of these options to win something significant this year. And by significant, I mean the division title and or a playoff game. And Russell Wilson gives us the best shot at that. Mason, you're going to make the playoffs probably, but you're not winning a playoff game.
Kenny, agree.
You maybe make the playoffs, maybe not.
Kenny, we're not making the playoffs.
You're not winning a playoff game. But no, Russell Wilson gives us the best chance, and it's a one-year deal at a veteran minimum contract that actually doesn't even cost us that much because of the, you know, veteran minimum salary offset.
One point two.
1.2 is the minimum salary we're paying him.
Right.
But it only costs like $900,000 against the cap because if you sign there's an offset there.
So you get a little bit of an offset, but nothing major.
All right. I just have to get this out there. I said this on Twitter, but for the people out there who are shitting on the Steelers signing Russell Wilson and hate this fact, we have been like force fed Taco Bell for the last 2 years, and now we get free Chipotle for a year, and people are free. Like, well, Chipotle sucks. And free. I'm like, it's fucking free, and it's better than what we had, right?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, no, that's a fantastic analogy.
Russell Wilson has been a league average quarterback the last 2 years, but our quarterbacks have been like 29th to 35th in the league in whatever stats you want to go with. So it's like, okay, we finally get average food. We get average quarterback play. We saw four games with Mason Rudolph last year where we got average quarterback play and averaged like 30 points a game. Like, you saw how good we could be if we just get good enough quarterback play.
Right.
If we
good
get
enough,
if we don't have to eat fucking Taco Bell for another year and we can eat Chipotle, yeah, it'll still give us the run.
Like to say that Taco Bell is really good when you're drunk.
It's probably the last time I've had it.
Go for some Taco Bell right now.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Make a run for the border.
You understand my point, though.
No, like, I agree with
there's
you.
There's no such thing as a bad 1 year deal.
No, I disagree with that. But well, I agree with you from the standpoint that this is a better deal. Bro, it gives us a better chance. What do you think there, Scarps?
I'd fucking sign Hines Ward to a 1 year deal right now for $1.2 million. And we're going to talk about that. Like,
to play quarterback or receiver?
I don't give a shit. Hines Ward for a long time was the emergency quarterback.
He was.
So this happened late Sunday night. I'm old now, so I go to bed early, and I wake up on Monday morning, and I had all these fucking text message notifications, all these Slack notifications, and I'm like, ah, shit, somebody either died, or this is a good thing, and it's like, wow, Russell Wilson decides with the Steelers, and for a minute I was like, okay, I've been saying this for weeks now, that this was the cheapest and best option available. And, but is this still a good thing? Is it still a good thing? Can Russ still play?
You know why we got him, right?
Because Sierra's really impressed with family treatment of his organization.
Yeah, sure. That must have been it. His agent wanted a second year with guarantees, like we talked about before he signed.
Yeah.
And everyone balked. Everyone balked.
Yeah, and
the
you know
Steelers
what?
Were like, hey, you know, why don't you come in, sign a 1 year deal, and we'll talk about it afterward.
And
if you perform, we'll take care of you. And nobody else was saying that.
TBB.
Garbs, go ahead.
No, so then I started looking at it more and no, he hasn't had the last 2 years haven't been great, but oh, I don't know. The fucking Picketologists make every goddamn excuse for Kenny Pickett. So why can't we make some excuses for Russ? You know, a guy that actually has won big games, a guy that has won a Super Bowl, and it should have been two Super Bowls.
Absolutely.
If not for the worst fucking call, one of the worst calls in NFL history that Bill Belichick was just waiting for. So then I started digging deep into Russ's games. So here's the thing about Russ. He's cheap. He has to be hungry. He has to be hungry. You don't think he wants to stick it to the Broncos and Sean Payton? Like, this dude put up 29 touchdowns last year, 26 passing and 3 rushing for a team and a coach that didn't want him. And Sean Payton, now all of a sudden, Sean Payton is this fucking pillar of the community. I mean, he was only suspended for a year for bounty game. but he
coached his kids' team to a championship, mind you.
Yeah.
And Melvin brings up a good point. The Broncos allowed like 180 points their first five games. Their defense was shit those first five games. All right. So getting back to Russ, this is the Russ show. Russ has started 188 out of 195 potential games, and only five of those were due to injury. One was a concussion. or two were a concussion or whatever, mm-hmm. and three were the thumb or two, whatever.
Yeah, he had the thumb.
But then last year he sat out the final two games because he wouldn't waive his no injury clauses. Anyway, so he's cheap, he's available, he's always available. And here's some numbers for you. So Russell Wilson has started 188 games. Do you know how many games he's had 100 plus passer rating?
Oh, wait, 188? Should I look this up?
I'm going to say it's over 100.
No. 55
right now. Oh, no, I've already done my research, babe.
I looked this up. It's like 50 some, I think.
I was going to say 60.
Okay.
All right.
Russell Wilson has had 100 passer rating or greater in 96 of 188 games. That's
so half.
51%.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Half of his game.
How many has Kenny Pickett had, Ryan?
Oh, God.
He's never had 100 graded.
I think he's done it like once or twice.
He's had it once.
I think once.
One time.
Out of 25. So,
let's dig a little
once
deeper
in 25
here.
Shots. That's, what is that, 4%? It is.
So, yeah. Ian, we know Arthur Smith's offense is predicated on running the football. Mm-hmm. How does Russell Wilson fit into that? They obviously felt pretty good talking with each other all day last Friday or whatever it was at the facility. How does he fit into this now?
Russell Wilson has always been really damn good at throwing play action passes. Yeah. So you can run the ball. You can run play action. Russ is more elusive than any quarterback we have, so he can roll out. He can extend plays. We talked about this last week, though. Russ is going to hold on to the ball. You're going to be friggin' frustrated by him. Like, it's not quite Ben Roethlisberger levels of holding on to the ball, because Ben was kind of a statue at the end that would just hold on to it and see what would happen. Right. But, like, Russ is going to run around. Russ is going to run 30 yards behind the line of scrimmage and run around in circles.
Like Ben used to.
Yeah, like Ben used to. So it's what it is, what it is. But, you know, sometimes he runs around and he's willing to take shots down the field, and you got to take the good with the bad, because sometimes he's going to turn that into a 70-yard touchdown, or sometimes he's going to throw a pick or take a sack or fumble the ball. Like, but it's more that Ben Roethlisberger mentality of he's got that gunslinger in him, but he's got the feet to move around. And he can scramble for yards, he can scramble for first downs, but he's not a run-first quarterback. He's not going to drop his eyes as soon as he sees pressure or spin backwards into a rushing lineman from the edge.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, he's a lot smarter. He can read defenses. He's been there, done that. And at this point in his career, I agree with everything you guys said. He's hungry. He knows what to do. He knows how to read defenses. And if you simplify things for him too, if you run play actions, if you run him on bootlegs, then, you know, everybody says, I saw people like Mina Kimes, who has followed the Seahawks for a long time, and I respect her opinion, said that Russell Wilson wasn't great at throwing over the middle of the field. But like every game I saw Russell Wilson play, his best pass was like a slot go to Tyler Lockett in the red zone wherever, that it's like, all right, we're going to send our slot receiver straight down the field between the hashes and the numbers, and he's going to hit him for a big gain. Like,
Russ
love throwing that slot go. Yeah. And
the crossing routes
aren't his strength, but like he can still throw over the middle of the field, and he can make throws that Kenny Pickett would never even dream of making. I talked over Ryan and then he left. I'm sorry, Ryan.
Somebody mentioned in the chat that Didi Coincabala said that there's a strong trade market for Pickett. Now's the time to trade him, because you have a situation where you got a new coordinator coming in, and why not trade him? Anybody else is going to have to learn a new offense anyway, right? Just like Kenny would. So, you know, get what you can get for him. I'm okay with that.
I would trade him. They're not going to, but I would. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would let him go. I mean, if he's got a market right now, and I think he does, you trade him for a 3, and then you bring in some more quarterbacks and you start over next year. And that's kind of, you know, one of the things we talked about today. It's like, what's the worst thing that can happen with this acquisition of Russell Wilson? the Steelers will still suck at quarterback. They already did. The right. Steelers will have right. no idea who the quarterback of the future is, and they're stuck in quarterback purgatory. They already were. They already were. Nothing is worsening their situation by acquiring this player. And it may improve it. It may. Right. We'll see. Right. I don't and did not agree with going after Justin Fields, and apparently the rest of the NFL feels the same way because no one Shocker. Wants the dude.
Well, and ask yourself that. If you're a fan and you're sitting there going, oh, Russ Wilson or Justin Fields, look yeah. at what you'd have to do with Fields. Number one, you'd have to trade for him. You didn't have to trade for Russell Wilson. Number two, you're staring that fifth-year option in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't basically, number three,
you have to teach him how to read a fucking defense because Fields can't do that.
He can't do.
Also, important. No. Neither could Pickett, but
yeah, no, that's true. And I have 2 points on Pickett. So number one,
Fields is way worse than Pickett. I'm sorry, he is.
I don't disagree. Yeah, I disagree.
All right,
you disagree?
So Fields,
which is it?
I disagree. I did. That's from The Sopranos. That's Christopher Moltisanti. but no, I disagree because Fields is at least a threat to run the ball. Pickett's not.
But he can't fucking read a defense. He throws into triple coverage. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? And then it's short on top of that. So he's inaccurate into triple coverage. It's an easy pick. The dude is just some of the things he does, you're just like, what the fuck? And then five, six plays later, he'll have a brilliant play and you're like, okay, where was that before when you threw that dumb pick earlier in the game? What the fuck?
I'll say, here's the thing about Fields is if they want to...
fuck, I'm dead.
If the Bears decide to trade back...
I had to mute myself for that one.
If the Bears decide to trade back and actually keep Fields because... I mean, they have weapons, and they could trade back. Then we'll definitely see if Fields is
didn't Fields Caleb have Williams years. Skip his workout with the Bears?
He did. He's
I don't think
he skipped it, and he's going to work out with them later.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, so he skipped his workout with the Bears to get ready for his pro day. And then he'll do a private workout with the Bears later, supposedly. I don't know. This dude has already got a very entitled persona.
Yep.
Already.
I
hasn't played a snap. No. Already has a very, very entitled persona. I wouldn't fucking touch him. That's me.
I wouldn't either. Like, but
Caleb Williams is one of those guys where he's become such a dick that you're going to root for him to fail.
That's kind of where we're at.
I think he's getting that way for a lot of people, and I hate that, but it's getting that way.
Yeah,
I have
go ahead, Ryan. I've interrupted you enough.
We're good.
Ian, go.
No, you're good.
Somebody
Ian.
Talk.
All right, I've got 2 points on Kenny Pickett that I want to make before we stop talking about Kenny Pickett. So first, if Kenny sticks it out, potentially signing Russell Wilson could be a really good thing for him because he'll finally have like a veteran quarterback who's been there, done that he could actually, like, if he gets his head straight and is like, I'm going to learn from this guy and learn what I need to do to be a winning quarterback in this league, it could be a really good thing for Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Potentially. On the other side, you know, Pickett is on a rookie deal. There's no urgency for us to trade him. You know, you guys are saying we could get a 2, we could get a 3, whatever. You could go into the draft and see who doesn't get a quarterback in the first round, and then you start calling those teams and you're like, hey, Minnesota, you missed on a first round quarterback. Your options now are, you know, Joe Milton or Kenny Pickett. Do you want to trade us your third round pick for him? Okay, cool, we'll take it.
No, give me Joe Milton.
They can ride, like, there's no urgency with Pickett. They can ride this through the draft and then make a draft day trade if they really want to get rid of him they can make a swap at any time. There's no roster bonus due. There's no urgency here. So
see, I love that question from Berner because in the draft, I wasn't sure. I liked Howell because he's got a
better arm.
Howell was just an athlete. The kid was a baseball catcher.
He does.
And I just liked him because he was competitive and like that. But
House footwork was so bad at North Carolina.
It was terrible. It was terrible. Okay. I liked the fact that he was an athlete.
Howell's got a good arm.
Yeah.
He does.
I'm going to tell you this right now. He played for arguably one of the shittiest franchises the past 30 years.
Yep.
And if he played for the Steelers, he would have fucking produced and he would have put up numbers, and there is no denying that Kenny Pickett has no pop, he has no wow, he has no talent.
Right, you know, I'm Scarps, you're a hater.
That's fine. And here's the thing about it is that I watched him upset Miami at Heinz Field when he was a freshman, and I said, damn, this kid might be really good. And then he sucked for 3 years. And then he came back his senior year.
Hey, dude, it's a sixth-year senior. He killed it. He rocked it.
And he did.
That fake slide as a sixth-year senior was amazing.
And that fake slide got him drafted at number 20 because the Steelers needed some swag. But Pickett, kudos to him, man. He had a great senior year. But I have some receipts of my own receipts that I'm going to be posting soon because the dude is just never going to be good at this level. Nah. It's just not going to happen.
And you and I had this conversation before he was drafted, Ryan. And what did I say? Bottom tier starter or journeyman backup. That's going to be his career. I'm saying it now. You guys can go ahead. You know, and this is before he was drafted. You and I both were like, don't want him, don't draft him. Then when they drafted him, we were like, okay, well, I hope he uses what he has well and becomes a good quarterback because, you know, it's possible he could do it. Could be a thing. You know, we'll see. And, you know, you root for the guy because now he's a Steeler. But it's been a couple of years. And it's been 25 disappointing starts, and
several injuries too.
I don't want to say that Kenny's a bad person. He's not a good quarterback. He just isn't
exactly. And you know, I grew up rooting for Pitt. I still root for Pitt. I hope the Pitt Panthers make it to the tournament. I'm gonna keep banging the Pitt Panthers drum. Listen,
they were my last team in today. But go on.
For those out there that are listening, Tony Pike and Scotty Reynolds took pieces of my soul. Okay, that's how big of a Pitt fan I am. And I just want to say this for people who are like, oh, you just don't like Pitt. Please fucking bring Tyler Boyd into the fold right now. Okay. Like, I don't care where you went to school. All I care about is what you do when you get to this level. And Kenny Pickett has consistently underperformed. And that's the bottom line. Cause Stone Cold Scarp said so.
Oh yeah.
Dan wants us to clip, make a clip. Of Scarp's dragging Kenny Pickett.
There's plenty of people that already know.
I'm gonna make this point because I'm a little buzzed. I'm gonna make this point because I'm a little buzzed. You're always drunk. It is so nice to watch all these people fight with the Pickettologists, and that's a fight that I started. And the same people that used to fight against me and say, oh, give Kenny a chance, are now fighting the Pickettologists.
Yeah,
he's right. And I'm just sitting back, the worm has turned, baby. I'm just sitting back and laughing. Like,
he's right.
Like, just fucking laughing at all this shit. And I'm just like, oh, my God, now you know how I felt every time I fucking said, you know, maybe Pickett's not as good as everybody thought. Shut up. He's wonderful.
I want to talk also about Deshaun, the safety we signed today.
Deshaun Watson.
Not the massage guy. No. I like this. Hey, shut up, asshole. I like this signing. I like it. I think this is exactly the guy that we were hoping for that would free up Minkah Fitzpatrick to do what Minkah Fitzpatrick does best, which is hang back, play center field, create turnovers. This guy is a really good tackler, and he plays up around the box. And I'm all for this signing.
Okay, so the guy was a free safety when he started.
When he came in. Yep.
And in the last couple of years, he's played almost exclusively in the box. He's a good tackler. I agree with you. He's not great in coverage, but he can he can invert and play too high. So they can play cover two. Mm-hmm. He can do that, which is basically a zone coverage. So that'll be fine. And he's good. He's a good closer, good tackler, but primarily a box safety.
Yep.
And so I agree with you. I'm happy. He's basically Terrell Edmunds. This is what I told everybody today.
He's a guy that we've said we would have appreciated coming back.
I would have been fine with Terrell Edmunds coming back on a 2-year, $6 million deal. I would have been fine with it. $3 million per, would have been fine with it. And I don't know if they talked to Edmunds. I heard they had interest. Maybe he didn't want to come back. Edmunds wants the bag. Edmunds wants to get the big money. And he doesn't feel like the Steelers used him in such a way as to highlight his talents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, you had a free safety behind you who was an all pro. So I can see where that might be a thing, but
yeah,
you guys are playing a couple of different parts of the field. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. But yeah, he didn't want to come back here and he left for Philly. He did not want to come back to Pittsburgh. The Steelers offered him a deal. And he said no. And went to Philly for like 1 year and $2 million. That's how bad he wanted to get out.
And then got traded to Tennessee.
To Philly. I'm sorry, to Tennessee, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And that's fine. I mean, Elliott is not the be-all, end-all, but I think he's going to be good for what we all believe is going to make Minkah a better player. Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. And again, we all hope. Nobody can.
They're going to keep playing three safety sets, though. You know this.
Yeah. I mean, I like KZ at times, but there's times when he not so much. But
I mean, KZ is one of those guys who's kind of a hybrid, free strong.
Yeah.
Guy. The issue is when he's running from free to the line of scrimmage, he leads with his head.
Yeah.
And he's already been suspended, so if it happens again, he's going to get suspended, and it's going to be even longer. Mm-hmm. That's my concern with KZ, is what is his availability going to be?
Absolutely.
Because the potential for him getting suspended is high.
Yeah. I mean, he's now been suspended. He's been fined. I mean, his next one is going to be suspended again.
Yeah.
I agree with it. I think that's a major concern going forward. God, who the hell else did we sign this week? I can't even keep track of it.
Miles Killebrew came.
Miles Killebrew. We talked about
Montrevious Adams.
I think
Montrevious Adams today. Miles Killebrew today.
Killebrew, real quick though, that's huge to me. I mean, you gotta have a special teams stud. I mean, you just do. The guy was an All Pro last year. He blocked three punts.
He also had three penalties in one game. But we'll talk about the three block punts in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, let's one versus the other. I think that's great. Montrevious Adams. He's a good penetrator.
He's a backup nose tackle at this point.
He is.
But they wanted to re-sign him. I was disappointed that Armin Watts left. I'm not gonna lie, I was. Watts was not a great player on rundowns.
Yeah.
Just wasn't. He was not a plugger, but he was a guy who could get around people and penetrate, and he was good on passing downs, which you need too. Sorry.
Right.
Braden Fehoko is a guy who's very good, like anchoring the point of attack, but he can't do anything else.
No.
Armin Watts.
They hung on to him.
No, I'm not. No, they didn't. Okay. They signed him to a minimum contract. The guy that Armin Watts is the diametric opposite of a Braden Fajoco. So if you could, could merge those two players into one guy, he'd be an All-Pro.
You know, so we talked about this earlier. I do want to say this. Kudos to this new regime, Omar, Andy Weidel, Tomlin, Art, whoever's involved, because they're making moves that they normally don't make, and I can't fault them for trying to win. I don't think this team is in win now mode, but I appreciate it.
There's journalists out there that disagree with you, Scarps.
What's wrong with you?
They think they're going to do Russell Wilson on this 1 year deal. You better start, signing every possible free agent because it's win now.
What do you guys think? I think it's a band aid.
It gives you a shot to compete this year, but I don't see us. I don't see how we beat the Chiefs or the Bills in the playoffs.
No, neither do I.
I think it gets to me, and I know every fucking asshole is going to say, "Oh, we were 5-1 in the division last year." That was last year.
God, right? Baby
Jesus. It gives us a better chance to compete in the division this year because not all years are the same.
They lost Burrow. Like, that helped us immensely. Let's not discount that. Yes. We always play well versus the Rats. Yep. Always, for some reason.
Yep. Always competitive.
All right. So you can go, okay, that's always going to be like we're at least going to split it. We went 2-0 last year versus the Rats. Then Burrow got hurt. That helped us. It was huge. Huge.
Yeah, a million percent.
We very well could have gone 0-2 versus the fucking Bengals.
And we almost did. And we almost did in that amazing 400-yard, 16-point outing by the Kenny Pickett-led Steelers.
You know what?
That was a big deal,
Scarps,
man.
You're a hater. We got a whole bunch of yards between the 20s. A whole bunch of yards.
And I'm going to have Dan at DC4L T-shirts make Scarps a shirt. And it's just going to say, hater.
But getting back to like what they're doing, they're definitely active. But I messaged you guys earlier and I said, I don't know, it kind of seems like they're being cheap again. Because you see that Eric Armstead deal, and I'm sitting there thinking, like, they could have afforded that. Quentin Jefferson, he's a Pittsburgh, not Pitt guy, he's a Pittsburgh guy.
Right.
He signed with the Browns. And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, again, like,
with like, the Browns.
Like, I know that they have names on the D-line, but, like, in my opinion, like, no disrespect to Cam and Larry Ogunjobi, but I can't rely on them. Loudermilk sucks. DeMarvin Leal is a bust to me.
I don't know Sounds what the like, hell happened to like, that guy.
So, like,
he I did mean, not have me, a good second year.
No. My to God, me, like, he didn't even get a helmet a lot of times.
I mean, to me, you sign a guy like Eric Armstead, you're in fucking business. So, like, they're making moves, but, like,
Jacksonville.
I think they could be a little bit more active.
Jacksonville is one of those cities where you actually have to pay a premium to get players to come there because no one wants to go to fucking Jacksonville. Seriously.
Well, so in
Jacksonville is a shithole.
Yeah, it's not a very fun town.
Any of our listeners,
it's a lovely river. To that point, I mean, where do the Steelers go next here? Because they're not done in free agency.
Nope. We need a fucking center, and there aren't any left.
Right. And so I
thought they would at least sign like a journeyman center.
I thought so too. And then draft.
What are they going to do? Like, are they going to bring Cole back? What the fuck?
I don't know, but they better do something quickly because they're drying up fast. And
what the hell is Bozic asking about? Can you
pick Pat Meyer was apple pizza? Pat Meyer was at the Oregon Pro Day, hopefully watching Jackson Powers Johnson. And we also had a contingent down at Georgia today. Cedric Von Prawn was probably had some eyes on him. So
we have James Daniels, who's played center, but not primarily. That's not his primary.
If you listen to Omar Khan, he doesn't want him there. He wants him at right guard.
Yes.
I mean, he said that
so
at the combine.
It's like, okay, you don't have a guy, you don't have anybody on your roster right now whose primary position is center. No one.
No.
What the fuck? You got to have at least two.
No.
You have to.
They need, I mean, they have a lot of needs right now. We've signed some guys, but we still have needs. Scarf's yeah. son has bigger hands than Kenny Pickett. That's hilarious, freak. That's amazing.
I'm going to tell you this right now. My fucking kid, he's starting to like really like grab shit. And like seriously, that dude could toss a pigskin over them mountains, boys.
Not now. Here's a guy who's got some hands.
Yeah. So we need a center. We need a right tackle. We need a slot wide receiver. We need a number two wide receiver.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't forget the number two.
All right, we need. All right, let me start over. I'm sorry. We need a center. Yes. We need a right tackle. We need two wide receivers.
Yes.
We need two or three cornerbacks.
Yeah.
And we could use depth at other positions. So, but honestly, like Ben mentioned this earlier, our cornerback room right now is literally JPJ and the other DJ that we just traded for. Like, we have no other cornerbacks.
JPJ is literally the John Travolta from Pulp Fiction, yes, where he walks in and he just starts doing this when he goes into the cornerback room. I mean, that's what it is. And that's why I said, Omar Khan is not even like done yet, not even close.
No,
he's
no.
got to be bringing more guys in, and I'm not just talking like middle of the road guys. There's got to be a couple of guys who are going to be, you know, and Vinny, to that point, I hope you're right, man, because Corey Trice checks a lot of boxes, but the injury history is just haunted that young man. But I love what he brings to the table.
I would love to see Corey Trice work out. Yeah,
absolutely.
But even with Corey Trice, that's three. And in today's NFL, you need five or six corners.
Yes.
So
yes.
I mean, they'll probably draft a corner at some point, but like still,
what's the likelihood of Corey Trice working out though? I mean, honestly,
pretty.
I put it at less than 50%.
A lot of Steelers Twitter, I'd put it at like 25%.
I was just going to say, Ben, you and I are on the same page than I
say. Wow, that's really weird and annoying.
Remember the high hopes we had every single year for Senquez Golson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that was really bad.
Every year, the poor kid just kept getting injury after injury. Vinny, finally, you know.
Vinny, you're right. Kool-Aid is nice and tasty, and I like it when it's really cold in the summer. Oh, you mean
it mixes Kool-Aid well McKinstry. With vodka too?
Oh yes, it's a delicious.
Actually,
treat.
I'm sorry. He meant Kool-Aid McKinstry from the Alabama.
That too.
Well, that Kool-Aid.
Yeah, we're not talking about mixing drinks with alcohol.
No, does the fact that they traded Johnson, how much does that change the draft focus?
Entirely.
I mean, absolutely. I mean,
they knew they were trading him when they went to the combine.
Did. Yes,
which is why I don't understand why the fuck they didn't put him on the block earlier. The reason they got such shitty compensation for Deontay Johnson in trade is they put him on the block about a week before they had to pay that bonus. So they were considering not trading him until the very last minute. And some teams knew they were going to cut him anyway. So they went, fuck this. I'm going to play it slow. They're going to cut him anyway. I'm just going to wait. I'll sign his ass. I'll give him nothing in trade.
Yeah.
I'll give you a six.
You know, and the wide receiver classes in these drafts just continue to get deeper and deeper.
The wide receiver class is good in this.
It's very, very good. Burner, I've watched a little Xavier Leggett recently. I wouldn't hate it.
I mean, there are a lot
reminds
of really,
me of he's kind of like Debo Samuel. He's got
there
a
are a lot
of
really good wide receivers every year, which is basically making the position cheaper over time.
Well, and when you have offenses in college football that just chuck the ball all over the damn field, you're only going to increase the amount of receivers that are available.
I kind of feel like I look through the wide receiver free agents right now. I feel like to replace Deontay as a number two, you either have to hope Calvin Johnson can do it, which I'm not sure, or draft a guy. Like, I don't see any free agents out there right now that can be a number two receiver. There's a lot of guys out there who can be pretty damn good Calvin slot receivers.
I assume you meant Calvin Austin.
Yeah, Calvin. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Because if Calvin Johnson's coming back to play for us, that'd be fantastic.
I'm sorry.
Somebody's had some drinks.
I've had a couple drinks. At any rate, I'm not
Megatron in Pittsburgh.
Megatron coming to Pittsburgh.
All right.
Coming out of retirement, Hall of Fame player.
That guy could still play, I guarantee it.
Okay. You know who I fucking meant. if Calvin
that would be
Austin
fantastic, though. We'll just throw the fade up in the end zone and he can just go up there and grab it.
I'll tell you what. George Pickens is going to love playing with Russell Wilson because Russ will do that. George is down there somewhere. He did it with DK Metcalf. He's like, DK is down there somewhere. I'll throw the ball and we'll see what happens.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I said the wrong name. I don't think Calvin Austin can be a number two receiver.
No,
so
absolutely not.
I think he can be a number four kind of gadget guy. You bring him in certain situations. You let him run.
He's
go
a
routes.
Good returner.
We'll He's a good too. Returner. Yes. Okay. If we want a true number two receiver, we have to draft him because I don't think there's any free agents out there right now that I fully would trust to be a number two receiver. My point is you got to draft the number two, but there's lots of free agents out there for a slot number three receiver that could fill that role very well. That's my point. I'm sorry I said the wrong name. I love you guys. Also, fuck you all.
You're very angry.
I didn't say shit.
No, so what a very angry.
Check the tape.
This is angry Ian tonight. What is going on here?
Jesus. What did Tyler Boyd do today?
Yeah, you know, the reports are that Tyler Boyd and the Steelers have had conversations. There's similar
interests. He's negotiating
interests,
with the chief.
But, yeah, I don't. I'm not convinced he's the guy. I don't know.
This is just my opinion. Yeah. He's a number three looking for number two money. And that's not what the Steelers are going to do.
Very well said. Very well said.
He's a pretty good number three and we need a number three.
Damn good number three.
Yeah. And I, you're right. Anything else to cover before we get to Mr. Casey Kasem this evening?
Nah.
I'll take that as a no.
You know what? There's all kinds of shit, but we could talk about this for hours because we're
T.
Us.
Higgins is available via trade. I don't think the Steelers are in any hurry to trade within the division.
All that would cost is a first-round pick. Do you really think we're going to trade a first-round pick for T. Higgins? And then give him a contract for $30 million a year?
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Does anybody have who has multiple first round picks this year?
The Bears.
Yeah. Well, and they just traded for Keenan Allen or signed Keenan Allen?
Yeah. They just traded for Keenan Allen and they're going to pay him $23 million to be injured next season.
The Bears. Yeah. Well, they can have it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the
The Chargers have no wide receivers now, right?
No, because they cut Mike Williams too. Yeah.
They cut Mike Williams too.
No, they've got Quentin Johnson from TCU. Yeah.
Josh Palmer.
John Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
Kellen Winslow Sr.
Sure.
Sean Jefferson.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the great
who's that
Mr.
running back
Casey
they had?
Kasem.
Just carry the ball like a loaf of bread.
Chuck Muncy.
God damn it. Yeah. I love that guy.
He had the goggles too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Remember that?
All right, folks. If you haven't seen Casey Kasem, you are in for a treat. Take it away.
Casey's coast to coast, American top 40. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the week that was March 14th, 1986. Our favorite correspondent, Ryan, is back again with us this week, and he writes, Dear Casey, I just want to stop and tell you how I feel about you, Kenny. I just want to stop. I never want to live without you, Kenny. I just got to stop for your love. Casey?
Ambrosia.
That's, of course, a parody of Gino Vanelli's 1978 smash hit, I Just Want to Stop, which made it all the way up to number 4 on the Billboard charts. Much like Gino Vanelli, Kenny Pickett will soon be an answer to an obscure trivia question about forgotten people in the spotlight. Unlike Gino Vanelli, Kenny Pickett has 0 hits and 0 talent. Speaking of Gino Vanelli, Gino was born to an Italian family in Montreal, Quebec, on June 16, 1952. Gino's father was, I swear to God, Casey, I'm not making this up, Gino's father was Russ Vanelli. That's right, Casey. Let Russ Vanelli cook.
Wow.
What a connection.
Speaking of Russ, it was announced earlier this week that the Steelers signed former Seahawks and Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson. Casey, I had to double check the accounts where this information was coming from because I didn't want to get shefted. When it became clear that the Steelers did in fact sign Russ, I was more excited than a native West Virginian who saw his cousin naked for the first time. And then they broke the news about Patrick Queen. What a start to free agency, Casey. And then came the news that the Steelers traded wide receiver Deontay Johnson for a beat-up cornerback and 3 deflated footballs, compliments of Tom Brady. The pulse of Steelers Nation, Casey, was that they were okay with getting rid of DJ. They called it addition by subtraction. Casey, I am no astrophysicist, but trading 391 receptions, 4,363 yards and 25 touchdowns for literally 0 receptions, 0 yards, and 0 touchdowns sounds like subtraction by subtraction to me. Actually, Casey, the 0 for 0 for 0 were Allen Robinson's numbers for last season. Casey, let's get back to Russ. He had 26 touchdown passes last season and 3 rushing touchdowns in 15 games. But the Pickettologists say he's washed. If Pickett got even close to those numbers, they'd be washing their shorts because they cream their drawers. Casey, here's the bottom line about Russ. He doesn't have to be rich to be my QB. He doesn't have to be cool to throw TDs. Well, Ryan, I see where you're going. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Up 13 spots this week to number 15. Here's Prince with Kiss.
Well done. Once again, nailing the one-liner.
Ryan Lee in the chat said too much swearing and he spelled too wrong. So thanks,
well,
Ryan.
Ryan must be new to the program.
Ryan might be Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, that's why you have no subscribers.
Is a little bitch and she shut the fuck up.
Hey, Ryan, you're in the wrong spot, brother. By the way, we have 350 and that's fine. We love all 350. And, We're not in this.
Excellent point, Ryan.
In this to make subscribers, man. We're here to inform, have fun, be opinionated. So yeah,
we're here to drink and you guys enjoy it. That's great.
I actually didn't even swear. I usually don't swear at Casey.
No, I know. What the hell?
Honestly, man? I'm surprised, Ryan, anyone listens to us. So like anyone that interacts, right? Like, this is amazing. Right.
It's unbelievable.
No, we really appreciate all of you who do. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Ryan, Ryan, you have a really nice name because I have. It is a nice name. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Thank you for the engagement, even if you don't like it. So
thank you to everybody as always. You guys are amazing.
In the chat are amazing.
We love our regulars that find time to be with us even on a random Thursday in March.
The best part about this is that everybody in the chat shit all over Ryan Leaf. don't you talk about the Steel City Blitz podcast that way, Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, our followers are mean. Sorry.
They are perfect for us, and that's all
it's,
that matters.
Yeah, it's Steel Dad's fault. I blame him.
Well, probably.
Oh shit!
Freak coming in. All right, everybody. We've been on 90 minutes. You guys are freaking amazing. Love all of you. Make sure you check out the site steelcityblitz.com. And for these guys, I am signing off. And hey, go Steelers!
Ravens suck.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
That was terrible.